Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol has been working hard to cut down on distracted and impaired drivers during the Memorial Holiday weekend. The CHP began its maximum enforcement period on Friday at 6 o'clock, an enforcement period that will run through tonight. Brett Fabry, commander of the Garberville Area CHP, explains how Memorial Day weekend is a busy time for his troopers.
Well, up here for us, this is the kickoff of the busy season, but Memorial Day is a maximum enforcement period, so we'll have plenty of black and whites out there making sure that people aren't going too fast. We're looking for impaired drivers, and you know, we want to get those people off the road so that everybody can make it to their destination wherever they're going.
Fabry went on to describe what a maximum enforcement period entails.
We schedule more people to work, and then we also have some overtime for officers that are working that would have normally been off. You know, right now is the distracted driver campaign, also click it or ticket. We're looking for people that aren't wearing their seatbelts and they're distracted. And so besides focusing on those impaired drivers, we also want to educate people when it comes to distracted driving and wearing your seatbelt.
During last year's enforcement period, the CHP made more than 1,200 arrests for driving under the influence across the state. The focus on traffic safety has resulted in the arrest of 10 drivers as of Saturday night. The Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force began its Memorial Day enforcement period on Friday, and 10 drivers have been arrested so far on suspicion of driving under the influence. That arrest number is exactly the same as last year over the first 2 days of the holiday, and the enforcement period runs through midnight tonight. 7 local police departments and the CHP are conducting the enforcement period in an effort to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from local roads. And one more bit about traffic safety. We here at KINS News are proud to announce that the California Highway Patrol has awarded KINS News Radio with a certificate of commendation for our work in promoting traffic safety and our promotion of CHP events and campaigns focused on traffic safety in Humboldt County. Captain Adam Yeager of the Arcata Command presented the commendation to our president, Brian Papstein, on May 22nd during a talk show episode featuring the CHP. Captain Yeager joined Garberville Area Commander Brett Fabry on Talk Shop. Congressman Jared Huffman issued a statement on Friday regarding the Klamath Basin Agreement legislation introduced by California Senators Feinstein and Boxer, along with Oregon Senator Ron Wyden. Huffman stands firmly behind the Klamath Agreement and said in a statement, "The introduction of the Klamath legislation in the Senate is a milestone toward an historic effort to revive California's ailing salmon stocks, improve water quality, and build economic resilience for California and Oregon tribes, fishermen, farmers, and recreational enthusiasts. This bill provides a framework for ending decades of conflict through the biggest dam removal project in the United States." The bill will now be heard by the full Senate before it heads to the House, and if passed by both, the agreement becomes law. Listening to KINS North Coast News, we'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the important role that tourism plays and how it affects the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the southern coast of Oregon. With traditional industries long faded from their former prominence, the focus on attracting visitors to the region to enjoy the bounty of natural beauty has been the focus of local governments and businesses. Tony Smithers of the Humboldt County Visitors Bureau said that's always been a goal.
Mind you, the whole idea of the North Coast being a redwood destination, of course, began way back in the 1920s. But really, with the creation of Redwood National Park, really put us on the map as an international outdoor destination. And that has been something we've been building on ever since.
Recreation activities abound in our area. Whitewater rafting, guided fishing tours, campgrounds, and trails in the vast acres of national and state forest lands are a key to attracting visitors. Local businesses cater to ensuring those visitors get to enjoy our region and are a key component in the economic lives of our communities. A reminder that the Eureka Police Department is searching for a suspect or suspects who have committed more than 24 smash-and-grab robberies at Eureka businesses over the past few weeks. The thieves break storefront windows and then grab what they can, cash, electronics, or tools, and flee the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. And that's the news on this Memorial Day. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.